Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Do you have a personal mission statement? Today, we consider their value.
He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. I've put my life in His hands. I've put my life in His hands. So every road I walk down, I'm sure is in His plan. 'Cause I've put my life in His hands. Of you and me, He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. And He's got it all in control.
Lord, may Your Holy Spirit guide our thoughts as we consider the value of a mission statement for us as Christians. You know, Lord, that we want everything we do and say to bring glory to You. Help Your Word to come alive in our hearts and minds. And we know that all of our plans and goals should match and be directed by Scripture. Father, You understand how frail we are and subject to the stress and temptations of this world. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Whatever we do with the time that You give us, Lord, strengthen our faith and give us confidence in the reality of You directing our steps. We trust in Your will for us. Amen.
To prosper you. Thank you.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading as well as a short devotional topic each week. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page that allows listeners to share and also provides a preview of the topic on the upcoming Call to Worship broadcast. You can also follow us on Twitter. The Call to Worship time together each week is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that is designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please remember to mention the call letters of this station and be sure to thank them for including Call to Worship in their programming.
Just be a dude.
I'm glad that you're investing this time with us as we fellowship together in worship and praise. The company that you work for or have worked for in the past likely has or had a mission statement clearly defining who and what they are, helping to direct their business model, goals, and activities. Unless you have already done so, I encourage you today to develop your own personal mission statement, something that is specific, clear, concise, and realistic. Your statements must be realistic, that with God's help, you can accomplish them. Luke 14, "For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it?" Be sure that your mission matches scriptural concepts, that it has a firm foundation in God's Word. Proverbs 29, verse 18, "When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful." And remember that God expects you to plan and that He will ultimately be the one who directs your steps. Jeremiah 10, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." And Psalm 37, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." Proverbs 16, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." Your entire mission statement is to be created in the context of the phrase, "Lord willing." James 4, good reminder. "Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." It is important to create your mission statement with faith and belief. Personally, I would not include acquiring things in a mission statement, but to instead focus on accomplishments. Consider the words of Jesus found in Mark 11. "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Wherefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. As you think through your statements, remember that no matter how those items play out, God means it all for good, to conform you to the image of His Son, Romans 8. And we know that all things do work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. At the heart of our mission statement here at Call to Worship is this statement: the purpose and mission of Call to Worship is to call the world to worship and praise, to glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Psalm 34:3. Friends, reflect on your mission statement regularly. Memorize it. You might even post it on the mirror that you use each morning before starting your day. And it wouldn't hurt for you to read it aloud. As you consider what God would have you include in yours, listen to a quote that has stayed with me for many years, is attributed to Williams College. Climb high, climb far. Your goal, the sky. Your aim, the star. And if you are stressed out today, not really in the mindset to think about your focus, your future, then spend some quiet time with the Lord. Be encouraged and comforted, because God knows exactly what you need.
Are there things inside your heart you think no one understands? Do you smile and face them on your own? And when it's late at night and there's no one else around, does your smile disappear when you're alone? My Father knows just what you're going through. My Father knows He's reaching out to you. And there's no need to run from Him. He loves you so. Just come to Him. My Father knows. There's no need to run away. You cannot hide from Him. For He sees the hurt you have inside. And when no one seems to care or even understand, He is always there. In Him you can confide. My Father knows just what you're going through. My Father knows out to you, and there's no need to run from Him. He loves you so. Just come to Him. My Father knows. Come to Him. My Father knows.
Strain beneath the weight. when the breeze that brings the rain seems to whisper Jesus' name, that's when he becomes so real to me. Like the sun breaks through the clouds, he erases all of my doubts. That's when he becomes so real to me.
When it's more than I can touch, when it's this world can understand, that's when he's so real to me.
When upon his name I call, when these tears begin to fall,
that's when he becomes so real to me.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we're focusing on our need for a clear, practical, personal mission statement. I pray that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753. Medford, Oregon, 97501. I encourage you to get out a Bible, seek the face of the only one that can save. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Consider this thought. The day of the Lord is coming. Eternity is just a heartbeat away. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Make today the day of your salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry, and a big thank you for those who have invested time to write to us. For those who have enjoyed listening to today's program, would you please invest a few moments to contact us by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. When you're led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And until we answer the call to worship once again, James 4, 14 through 15. Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we are going to a certain town and will stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that.
Jesus knows all about our troubles.